during undergrad, I spent a lot of time documenting with my camera just different, you know, abandoned houses and buildings and stuff. For a while, that was kind of like a daily ritual, just driving around back roads and looking for houses and such. If I would find something, a lot of times the most interesting thing about the house was just, houses that were completely overtaken by nature, you know, leaves and lichen and shrubs and all sorts of vines, you know, just consuming a space. I think there's a little bit of that in the work, and it's kind of something that I've always thought about, you know, the notion of nature taking over something that's man-made. So that's something I kind of explored in this sculpture. For me, the man-made aspect of the show is, you know, simply the gallery, you know, the wall gallery environment. So I wanted to create something that overtook the space.
Now, the piece we're in front of right now, it's a large piece that takes the entire wall, and it's a bunch of wooden cutouts of leaves, and they're brightly colored, and they're swirling, and they're set off against the wall by about an inch, so there's a shadow. So when you put this together, how much of it did it come together when you're actually putting it up on the wall?
Well, for me, you know, the act of putting the work on the wall, it's kind of a one out of one thing. It just sort of develops organically. In a way, I'm kind of responding to what the space looks like, how big the wall is, how tall the wall is. So it kind of all comes together pretty organically. The pieces are made out of wood, and they're kind of fixed to the wall in such a way that they do kind of hover over the wall. With this body of work, I wanted to create something that the wall was a pivotal part of the sculpture, you know, something that's kind of structural and part of the environment. And also the shadows. I think the shadows are something that are, you know, in a lot of ways, I don't think the shadows, you know, take a backseat to the actual work itself. They're just as important and just as interesting.
We walked in and there was this low kind of drone-y type music, and that's part of your piece, right? Tell me where this piece started.
I would say this piece started for me being in bands when I was younger and traveling all over and feeling like I wanted to make something that people could feel like they're part of. People could walk in and really be part of the piece. Unlike rock and roll where, you know, they're on a stage and there's that barrier between the audience and the performer.
Parts, the cubes, kind of started from cell phone scraps?
Kind of. This piece right here, that's the first cube, and those little pieces get cut out and then they get turned into a cell phone holder for Porsches. I was living in a mansion in Waterbury, Connecticut with my best friend who's a trained blacksmith, and his family business is a sheet metal shop, and that was the job that they were doing. And he came home one day with a bunch of those. After the pieces are cut out, it's called a skeleton. And so there's like a bunch of skeletons in his truck, and I said, "Hey, what's that?" And he's like, "Oh, it's just some garbage. I didn't have enough room in the dumpster." And I said, "Hold on a second, man. Let's check that out." And I hung one of them up in my room, and I just looked at it for hours. I thought it was the most beautiful thing ever.
We have, let's see, 6 cubes, and they're lit from the inside, and there's music. Just describe how this all came together, and the lights changing as well. So
yeah, there's 3 light sources in each one of the cubes, and they're all glowing and decaying at different times, and so they cast shadows on the whole space. And I was actually in a studio in Hartford, Connecticut, and I was sitting on this couch, and there it was like, you know, a big loft type place with these giant windows, and I remember sitting there looking at the way the building across the street was casting shadows in the main space. And then I went in and did some guitar overdubs, and so like 2 hours later I came out and I noticed the shadow was in a different spot. And so this idea of shadows dragging across a room I thought was so beautiful, and so I kind of tried to replicate that here.
Tell me more about the music.
It's atonal. There's a 4-note guitar chord in each one of the cubes that basically plays. It swells in volume, and when I figured out the math of it, this piece takes 28 days before it cycles around again.
And when someone comes in to experience this piece, what are you hoping that happens?
I hope that someone would come in here and just take a few moments to just unwind. I think there's a million things happening in this room, and just a few moments, you start to see all these things. one of the things I tell people is to come in, let your eyes adjust, and then you'll start to see the infinite possibilities. Because I do think there are infinite possibilities here. And, you know, in my own life, you know, I'm hustling as a working artist. I'm constantly going. I tour a lot. So to deal with that, I have moments of